It's now time for the reality check with our partners at Civil Beat. Joining us now is Chad Blair with a look at the shakeup at the Honolulu Police Department that affects the head of the police officers' union. Morning, Chad.
Hi, Catherine. Good morning to you.
Boy, quite a story.
Yeah, Nick Ruby normally would be reporting this. As you know, he covers police for us, but he's gone on vacation, so I'm fortunate enough to be asked to fill in. But it's an easy enough story to tell. Chief Susan Ballard, of course, she's brand new to the job, made a major reassignment, taking Tanari Ma'afala, he's the head of SHOPO, the police union, and moved him off of the peer support unit and actually put him on the midnight shift patrolling Waikiki. It's a pretty major revamp. Ballard was unhappy with the way Ma'afala was running the peer support unit. And by the way, she actually helped found it back in the 1990s. So she feels she has, if you will, some ownership on how it's supposed to operate.
Interesting. So kind of a bit of a revamping and really the first one that we've seen.
Yeah, and there's two other people that were moved as well. There were just three people on this unit. And what the unit was doing was it was mainly volunteer-based, and it was to help officers cope with traumatic events, other things that cause stress. You can just imagine a line of duty shootings, drug abuse, domestic violence cases. That was the purpose of the unit. But it really is down in staff. She wants to move it back up to about three dozen people. Ma'afala and others were claiming too much overtime as well. This is supposed to be a volunteer staff. Training apparently had lapsed under Ma'afala's leadership. And they also want to, Ballard in this case, get department chaplains back on board. No comment from Ma'afala. We did try and reach him. As you know, he's been a bit of a controversial figure, leading the police union for a very long time. Staunch defender of Louis K. Aloha, Ballard's predecessor. So one wonders whether there's some more stuff going on here.
Correct. And he was controversial during the whole same-sex debate at the state capitol for his positions, which, from what I understand, they didn't really represent the department's position on that. But
the department actually came out pretty quickly after he testified. Remember those 2.5 weeks of that special session? I actually reported on this. Ma'afala got up there and said he basically refused if gay marriage rights became law, which it did. He basically refused to reinforce that or honor the law. Well, the department came and said, well, wait a minute, you know, you're kind of stepping out of bounds here. But Ma'afala is very strong about his faith. That's very important to him. Not shy about expressing that. The photo that we have running the story today actually shows him with a cross necklace that he's wearing. So a big shift moving Ma'afala to the midnight patrol. He's been there before, by the way, worked in Waikiki. He was also on the criminal intelligence unit. That's a whole nother story. We'll talk about that another time.
Do you think this signals a rocky time ahead for the chief and the union?
It could be. Another way to look at it is a clean slate. Certainly she was promising big changes. That's why the police commission hired her.
Okay. All right. Thank you. That was Civil Beat's political and opinion editor, Chad Blair, with today's reality check.